Hey everyone, welcome you to the very first podcast of Guardians of the Cosmos, and this is Kushal Singh bringing you to the episode 1 of Guardians of the Cosmos. So let's not delay and start with its character introduction. So let's begin with its characters. Marvin Bragg, which will be popularly known as the Fire Phoenix, and who is the first hero of our story. The second hero of our story, Justin Williams, who will be known as the Blaze Panther later in the story when he will be renowned. And then comes the villain, and that is none other than the Shadow X, whose real name is Stuart Martin. So after character introduction, let's come to the episode. So now our episode starts from the city of dreams, the city of big people, and that's none other than New York, United States of America. So the heading of our new episode, and that is chapter 1, is The Roots of the Danger Red. Here we will be dealing with what caused the danger and where are its roots, where it just started, what are its basics. So the story starts in New York, United States of America. It's 28th April 2021, 5:15 in the evening. Justin is driving the car to the outside of the city. He is intense and depressed as always. The car stops outside the Caliber Forest. Justin has been coming here daily with a heavy heart. He roams in the forest daily like a distracted soul, and after roaming here and there for almost an hour, he sits below one of those trees, closes his eyes, and remembers what happened on 2nd January 2021. So let's look into the flashback of what happened on 2nd January 2021 that changed Justin's life. 2nd January 2021, Caliber Forest, New York, 4:09 in the evening. Justin is out with his family for a picnic. Everyone is cheerful and happy for the picnic. Since it's the season of blossom London trees, they have chosen the beautiful Caliber Forest as their picnic spot. After reaching there, they spread their mattress for sitting and take out all the necessary things. Now Justin's mother has realized that she has forgotten to bring a water bottle. She sends Justin to buy water bottles from the shop outside the forest. He takes the keys and goes to buy the water bottle. After 20 minutes, when he comes back, he finds no one. Everything is kept there only, all the things, no scattering. He runs about the forest shouting their names, but there is no one to be found. After 2-3 hours of search, he has to inform the police, and so he does. The police searched hardly over the forest, but there is no one to be found. No signs of kidnapping, murder, racket, anything, nothing. No one knows what has happened. Justin is now currently the most depressed man you can ever imagine on this planet. And anyone would be if he had been in the same situation. He lost all his loved ones, brother, sister, mother and father, and that too very suspiciously, not knowing whether they are alive, not alive, what happened to them, where they are. Justin goes back to his home and opens his laptop. He's typing something. It won't be shocking to know that in these 2-3 months, Justin has been so much depressed that he had tried to commit suicide twice, and both times his loved dog Slater was the one to stop him, and that's why we say dogs are cute and done. Now let's move on to the next character introduction, and we'll be in the same city, the city of dreams, the city of big people, New York, United States of America. The same day, 28th April, 1:05 midnight AM, Park Street Road, house number 2786. Marvin is asleep, but it doesn't look like that he's enjoying his sleep. He has been suffering from insomnia. Suddenly he wakes up and sits straight. He's sweating very much. Suddenly Jennifer knocks on the door. Jennifer, may I come in, Marvin? Yes. I knew that you must have gone through it again. Jennifer sits on Marvin's bed and takes him in her arms. You need to forget that day, Marvin. But I can't. It automatically comes to my sleep. I am helpless with that. Because you have been thinking of that day again and again. I don't think that I could ever forget what happened on 15th January 2021. So let's look into the flashback of what happened on 15th January 2021, which changed Marvin's life, entire life, and his nature. New York, United States of America, 15th January 2021, 6:13 p.m. in the evening. Marvin, along with his mother and a small brother, is out for a walk in the South Park. They are enjoying their time very well. Marvin is playing with his little brother and her mother is sitting on the bench. Marvin's brother throws the ball to a nearby shop by mistake and Marvin goes to get his ball back. After 5 minutes, when Marvin comes back, he finds no one in the park. The park, although, had no one other than his mother and brother is now vacant. He calls out loudly and then searches here and there, asks people nearby if they had seen a little boy and an old lady, but no one actually did. A few days later, the police have also left their hope and finally ends the case. Marvin is greatly hit by trauma. He hasn't spoken for 22 days, hasn't cried as well. Jennifer has taken great care of Marvin. Jennifer loves Marvin, but Marvin has never thought in that way. And you can think of that too, because he has been suffering from a high stage of depression, so he can't think of these things right now. He is unsure about his feelings regarding her. Finally, after 20 days of Marvin broke his silence and cried loudly for 2 hours on Jennifer's lap. She handles him very well. Well, now I'll be telling you about something about Jennifer, who she is, what is her nature, what she does. Jennifer is a very successful independent girl, being awarded the Work Woman of the Year by Times Magazine after setting up her own international multinational company. But her love for Marvin has never reduced. Whenever Marvin is in a problem or is depressed, he always finds Jennifer with him. The next morning, as usual, Jennifer has made the breakfast, kept it for Marvin, and then headed straight towards her office. Marvin wakes up a little bit late since he has been suffering from insomnia. After completing all his stuff, he finally sits on the sofa, taking his laptop. He is surfing among the millions of blogs on the internet. After surfing for an hour, Marvin finds a very interestingly titled blog. Its title was Invisible Man. Reading the article, he found that it was written by Justin Williams on 28th April 2021. In that, Justin wrote about what happened on 2nd January 2021, a very dark day in his life, the day when he suspiciously lost his family. After reading the blog, Marvin was shocked and worried. He wrote a mail to Justin by going to his profile. In the mail, he wrote, "Hello Mr. Justin, I am Marvin Bragg. I read your blog and after reading that, I desperately want to meet you. I don't know whatever our meeting will benefit you or not, but will surely shock you in some way or the other. Don't want to write anymore. I just hope that you shall trust me and reply to this mail. For meeting, you are currently my top priority. Thank you." After writing the mail, Marvin eats his breakfast and then after playing with Bruno for 2-3 hours, unintentionally sleeps on the sofa with Bruno next to him. Bruno is actually Jennifer's dog. In the evening, Jennifer comes from her office back after a tiring day and sees Marvin and Bruno sleeping on the sofa. She smiles and goes to her room to change. When she comes back, she finds Marvin using the laptop and Bruno is lying on his lap and looking in the laptop. She is shocked because Bruno doesn't like Marvin at all, because Bruno is a very playful dog and Marvin is a depressed guy, so he never plays with him. But looks like today is a different day for him and that's why he played with him, and that's why Bruno is a bit liking Marvin. Finally, Marvin receives what he was waiting for, and that is the reply. The reply from Justin Williams was as follows. "Hello Marvin, hope you must be doing great. I am glad that you contacted me. I am ready to meet you. I haven't met anyone for 3 months, so I might have interaction issues when we meet. But let's hope that we would be satisfied after the meeting. If you want to meet me, then please show up on time at the following address. Shepherd Cafe, New York, 30th April 2021 at 4 p.m. Here is my photo so that you can recognize me in the cafe. Hope to meet you soon. Have a good day, Marvin. Thank you." After reading the mail, Marvin looks quite hopeful. Jennifer goes to the kitchen and finds that Marvin has eaten his breakfast for the first time in 3 months. She is shocked and happy both. Usually he has dinner late at night in his room, probably after Jennifer sleeps. But trying her luck and testing Marvin's mood, she decides to call Marvin on the dining table. However, she believes that he won't come. She calls him and luckily Marvin agrees at once, saying, "Coming in a minute." Jennifer drops the serving spoon in shock, because she never expected that Marvin would agree to come on the dining table for the dinner after 3 months. The smile that has brightened Jennifer's face was missing for so long. They both started their dinner. Marvin didn't speak anything at all, but still Jennifer is happy. Seeing Marvin's progress day by day, Jennifer is happy and will always be, since she loves Marvin. You can assume it as a one-sided love. It might not stay one-sided going ahead in the story, but at least for now, it is one-sided love from Jennifer. The next day, Marvin wakes up, performs some essential routine work, plays with Bruno, and then has his breakfast. In the afternoon, he gets ready to go for the meeting and leaves the home at 3:40 p.m. So, this was all for episode 1. We'll be uploading episode 2 very soon. So, till then, stay tuned, stay safe in these COVID times, take preventive measures. And till then, have a good day. Bye.